Unreliable rail service is a problem that's been building for months, if not years. Deputy Ag Secretary Jule Brenas says unfilled grain car orders are the highest on record, highlighting how poor rail service is impacting grain movement.
Agricultural shippers are paying thousands of dollars extra per car just to get service. Elevators are full and cannot purchase more grain from farmers, and livestock operations are unable to receive the grain they need for feed. We've even heard that some producers have been so close to being unable to feed their livestock and poultry that they were preparing to depopulate their animals.
How much are these rail delays costing agriculture? It depends who you ask. The National Grain and Feed Association estimates the combined cost for the grain industry due to rail delays in the first quarter of the year at more than $100 million. That's a combination of lost revenues and freight expenses. Association CEO Michael Seifert says the real challenges aren't from the grain side of things.
Our view is that the carriers shed a large percentage of their employees over the past 5 years and now do not have enough rail workers to service freight demand.
Cargill's North American rail leader Brock Lautenschlager says there's been a 12% decline in train and engine workers in Class 1 railroads since December 2019.
So in December 2019, there were across the Class 1 system, there was 54,133 train and engine employees. As of March, there's 47,697.
Surface Transportation Board Chairman Martin J. Oberman asked the Agriculture Panel for immediate solutions to improve labor beyond the emergency solutions the board announced last Friday. Seifert recommended implementing service plans.
And holding them to that while you work on some of these additional activities, I think that would be an important first step.
Another board member asked the panel why more ag companies weren't testifying, hinting at intimidation and potential retaliation from railroads if companies speak up publicly about issues. Many ag panelists would not directly answer the question, but the Fertilizer Institute did. It is an issue.
The last time I think TFI sent a letter on rail service to the board, the rail carrier called every single one of my members. I think every member calls a little different, but they called every single one of my members, and they basically were like, well, why didn't you talk to us first? Well, our members don't go to me to resolve their operational issues as their first go-to plan.
All of the agricultural panelists reiterated the need for rail carriers to improve communication with shippers. Seifert shares an example from the North Dakota Grain Dealers Association submitted written comments.
That goes through the lack of communication, in particular on the arrival of some trains, and them pulling in a crew and having to find an inspector, which Deputy Secretary Brenas mentioned earlier, and brought them in over the Easter holiday. None of them were able to travel with their families, and then the train didn't show up until Monday.
A question that will be asked of rail carriers is what will happen in the next 30 days. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.